AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The first reported case of a coronavirus variant in the U.S. is in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis says the variant was found in a man in his 20s who is in isolation near Denver and has no travel history. In California, stay-at-home orders remain in place in many parts of the state.
We are in the middle of a big surge and a crisis.
Dr. Race Vohra is the interim health officer in Fresno County.
We're at a point where the hospitals are really having to make some tough choices.
Some hospitals in California may have to resort to rationing treatment. President-elect Joe Biden is issuing a stark warning to the nation. The AP's Sagar Magani reports he's also criticizing the vaccine distribution effort.
Biden says Americans need to steel their spines. The next few weeks and months will be very tough.
Maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic.
Biden says there is hope amid vaccine development and distribution.
Okay, let's do it.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris got her first vaccine shot today, but Biden says the Trump administration's rollout has fallen way behind. Only about 2 million people have received their first dose, and at that rate, Biden says it'll take years, not months, to vaccinate everybody. He's vowing a more aggressive effort once he takes office in a few weeks, but warns turning the pandemic around will take time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department says it won't bring federal criminal charges against two police officers in Cleveland in the 2014 killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, saying video of the shooting was too poor a quality for prosecutors to conclusively establish what happened. Rice was black. The officer who shot him is white. The search is suspended for the driver of a truck that plunged into the water after crashing on Virginia's Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. This is AP News. Drive-in movies have made a comeback during the pandemic because of social distancing. In the Philippines, there is a float-in cinema.
Just wow. And it's a different type of movie that you're gonna ride a boat, ride a gondola, then watch a movie on the canal.
Timothy Tan got in a gondola and watched a movie at a Venice-themed open-air mall in Manila, run by Tefal Pesajan Valentino's company.
Filipinos have reached a point already that they have realized that, hey, this pandemic is here, and we have to stop being afraid of it.
Slots for each screening are very limited, with only 5 gondolas available for its first run. Kay Cueva tried it.
Although it's a new normal, we might as well embrace it. We had fun.
Only 2 people are allowed per boat, making a total of 10 people per screening. Every gondola is disinfected before and after each viewing. Food and drinks can be delivered by the gondoliers. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.